I'm George Walker, and the I.U. Jacobs School of Music Opera Theater presents the collegiate premiere of Pulitzer Prize-winning composer William Baulkham's A Wedding. Baulkham and his work's familiar guests at I.U., this is the third of his operas to be staged in the Musical Arts Center. William Baulkham, thanks very much for joining us.
My pleasure.
Earlier, I.U. produced your opera McTeague, based on a sprawling novel by Frank Norris from 1899, then A View from the Bridge, based on a play by Arthur Miller from 1955, this time an opera based on a movie, Robert Altman's film from 1978. It seems as if you're moving in chronology and perhaps sources of inspiration.
Actually, if anything, that my fourth, if I ever get to do it, would be going back to about 1804. So I don't know whether there's any kind of particular direction there.
Now, operas are just huge endeavors. They take years to compose, years to produce. But in addition to your many other activities, you're drawn to them. What do you like about opera?
Well, particularly these days, I like the singers. I think we're into a situation where now we find opera singers in America who are increasingly very good actors. This is something that simply wasn't true back in the 60s when I started trying to write opera. In that particular time, I think the general tendency for maybe it was because of the pedagogy, they were not singing English that you could understand. It was a kind of what Luciano Berio used to call British-Italian. Over-enunciated consonants and Italianized vowels, which came out about as understandable as Esperanto. So, first of all, first-rate acting and a clear diction. So you are increasingly finding people who can be theatrically viable. I was always a theater person all these years, and so I am very, very choosy about the theatrical side of whatever opera I've ever written.
We're talking with William Baulkham about his opera, A Wedding. Now, Altman's film, on which A Wedding is based, is a diffuse work. There are 50 characters, plenty of the signature voice-over-voice dialogue.
Yeah.
What about those challenges interested you in this project?
Well, first of all, I love challenges, and I think one of the things that I really wanted to do was a real comic opera. This is, first of all, when I saw it, I thought it was a terrific thing. I mean, it was an incredibly complex sort of thing, but I mean, immediately what I loved about it, and why I thought it would be very operatic, was that in a way it's kind of a marriage of Figaro, kind of confrontation of two classes, because even those either both well-to-do, is the difference between people who consider themselves landed in old money. That's the family of the groom. And then the family of the bride is a truck driver who became a parts distributor, and suddenly he was a nouveau riche person. So the big divide there is people who have certain pretensions versus this guy who's basically a truck driver. And that was half the fun of it right there.
Now, you start with nearly 50 characters.
Then you bring them down to 16. That was a great big job. Well, it did take, it took about a year for my unfortunately deceased librettist, Arnold Weinstein, who died in 2005. But in about 2002 or 2003, he with Bob's help, was able to work the 48 down to 16, which meant we had to conflate some of the characters. For example, Jules, who was the drunken doctor who was played by Howard Duff in the movie, and the art dealer who falls in love with Tulip, who was Carol Burnett in the movie, were conflated. So it becomes a doctor who also quit his practice as he became an art dealer. So that kind of thing, we could actually pull these characters together. And there were a lot of ancillary characters that we could actually get rid of. But it took quite a bit of doing to figure out how to do it.
Now, what about the signature voices in the background? It would seem that a composer would just go, ugh.
Well, no, actually, the thing about Bob is that there are sections here and there, you'll notice, where there's a little bit of a contrapuntal dialogue, but it's done in such a way that it'll be easier to follow. But there's a couple places where I did try to get that thing that Bob would do with people kind of talking against each other, but not too often. There are places here and there you'll hear them, but I think we try to make it so it was absolutely clear. He, by the way, is a great fan of it. He had also directed McTeague. And when he got to actually direct this other thing, he was going around at parties saying that he thought the opera was better than the movie.
Composer William Baulkham talking about his opera, A Wedding. The I.U. Jacobs School of Music production opens this weekend with Friday and Saturday performances and continues the next as well. I'm George Walker.